Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the Heavenly Father being the finisher. Please turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Been using this as a base scripture. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Yeshua. As long as we turn our flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, then he will fulfill his purpose in our lives. And turn me to Exodus chapter 12. See, one thing he wants to finish is this year that we're in right now. A lot of people think that January 1 to December 31st is the beginning of the year according to our relationship to the Father, but it's not. Most people use January 1 to December 31st for tax purposes, but we got to base our walk with the Heavenly Father on his calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar. And Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year on his calendar. Turn me to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. The Father spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, if you go with me, Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, this day came you out in the month Abib. Abib is another name for Nisan. Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year. And this year, April 8th is the beginning of the year. And 6 p.m. on April 8th starts a new year according to our Heavenly Father. He's trying to get us ready for a new beginning. So many people are making their new year resolutions, and after a week, it doesn't happen, or they fail, and they give up on a whole year. We have to be on his timetable. Don't allow tradition to get in the way between you and your Heavenly Father. You got to be on his timing and his seasons. We want to continue in Acts chapter 21. We left off yesterday. Acts chapter 21. We talked how Paul had mentioned in Acts 20 that nothing moves him. He just wanted to finish his course. And see, the Father was not finished with Paul. He still had a work for him to do. And in Acts 21, verse 11, a prophet named Agabus, when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and said, thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And people tried to talk him out of going. But Paul said in verse 13, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of Yeshua. And he couldn't talk him out of it. The enemy wanted to use Agabus to talk him out of it. But he just kept on going. He wanted to finish his course. He was brought into Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 23, verse 11, the night following, Yeshua stood by him and said, be of good courage, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou also bear witness of me in Rome. He had to get to Rome. So he could have been freed at Jerusalem, but he appealed to Caesar. So they paid for his trip to go to Rome. They put him on a ship going to Rome. He had to get to Rome. He had to finish his course, and the Father was not finished with him. In Acts chapter 27, Paul had warned them not to leave at this time because you're going to meet a storm, but they didn't. They didn't listen to him. Verse 14, but not long after there rose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let it drive. In verse 18, and we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. They threw the sails overboard. They were just so filled with fear. But in verse 22, Paul said to them, now I exhort you, be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel, saying in verse 24, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and the Father had given you all that sail with you. Wherefore, says, be of good courage, for I believe the Father, that I shall be even as was told me. See, the Father had a purpose for Paul and wanted him to go to Rome, and nothing could stop that purpose. Because Paul was totally surrendered to the Father. And next week I want to talk about how we turn our flesh over and scriptures and so forth. But it's just, if the Father points out something in our lives that needs to change, let him have his way. Don't try to argue with him. You can't rebuke him. You can rebuke Satan, but you can't rebuke the Father out of your business. He'll stay in your business until he's finished with it. Verse 26, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, As we were driven up and down Adria about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country and sounded and found 20 phantoms. And when it got a little further, they sounded again 15 phantoms. So you're a lot closer to your breakthrough. You're a lot closer to your purpose and your destiny. Just allow the Father to finish it. The devil's trying to tell you through the circumstances that the Father's promises are nay, they're not going to happen. Don't deny the circumstances, defy the circumstances, because the Father's not finished with you. He wasn't finished with Paul. Even though there's a storm, Paul was going to get to Rome. You're going to finish your purpose and your destiny. Again, Paul was totally sold out to the Father, totally sold out. Nothing can pull him away from serving the Father. That should be our attitude too. The Father's trying to get anything out of the way that would interfere with our purpose, and that's he's working on our flesh if we allow him to. He wants to finish what he started. Verse 29, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. They wanted to get into the lifeboats and escape. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat. They listened to Paul. What an influence he had. He was filled with faith. Verse 33, and while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day, Passover, Nisan 14. They have tarried and continued fasting, haven't taken nothing. Take some food. And they did. And they were filled with more courage. Verse 38, and when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And verse 41, they fell into a place where 2 seas met. They ran the ship aground, and the 4th part stuck fast and remained unmovable. That's our purpose in front of us. It's unmovable. The Father wants to finish it. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. Our past, the Father can wipe out our past, good or bad. We can't base what the Father wants to do in the future on what happened in the past. How we moved in the past may not be the way he wants to move in the future. Surrender everything to him. Surrender all your plans to him. If he's giving you promises from the word, if he's giving you dreams and visions, hold on to them. Don't give up on them. Remember the Shunammite lady? She had a child. Elisha had prophesied that she'd have a child, her husband have a child, and the child died. And she came to look for Elisha, and he said, how is your husband? How is your child? And she said, all is well. She held on to the fact that the father was not finished with her son. And the father used Elisha to bring the son back to life. And they escaped, and he landed on an island called Melita in chapter 28, verse 1. The barbarians really took care of them and everything. In verse 3, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. But when a barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered him not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. See, whatever's trying to stop you from purpose and destiny, just shake it off. Just the devil trying to put fear in your way, or trying to remind you of the past and mistakes you made. But just defy what Satan is saying. Allow the Father to finish his course, because he is the finisher. He wants to finish it for you. Hallelujah. And so on that island, somebody was very important named Publius, who got healed. Verse 9, Acts 28, when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. And he honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laid us with such things as were necessary. Everything they needed was taken care of. See, the Father had a purpose for him to get to Melita too. And then at Rome, chapter 28, verse 30, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of the Father and teaching those things which concern Yeshua with all confidence, no man forbidding him. The Father did it. Go with me to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. I'm sorry. John 17. My mistake. John 17 verse 11. See, you can't just trust the King James. It's great, and I preach from it, but you really have to go back to the Greek. John 17 verse 11. Yeshua said, now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to you, Heavenly Father. Keep them. This is what it says in the Greek. Heavenly Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me. Verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. That's what it says in the Greek. See, Yahshua, I use Yahshua That was Jesus' name when he's on the earth, his Hebrew name. Yahshua comes from Yahweh, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. Comes from Y-A-H-W-E-H, the Yah. He has his Father's name. Yahshua is so powerful. Yahweh is a continual action verb. When you use Yahweh, you use Yeshua, he continually works in your life. It's not a noun, it's a continual action verb. 7,000 times in the Old Testament, instead of translating Yahweh, they made it Lord, capitalized. Tradition has gotten away from Yahweh, and you need to go, that's the Father's name. And you should say, now come in your name, which you've given me, the Yah, Yahshua. It's so powerful. We really have to pray about it. It's so important. Now, we get any tradition that's in our lives that can't be traced back to the Word, you got to get rid of. Like I said, with January 1st starting the year, just remember that the Father wants to teach you from the Word his truths. But also, I want to talk to you before I pray. I have a message on my website, henrywalker.org, called Divorce and Remarriage. If you are divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, read my message. Go to the scriptures in my message. Go to the Heavenly Father and find out what he wants you to do. And also, if you're in a marriage and you're thinking about divorce, go to my message. Go to the Word and contained in my message. Go to the Heavenly Father and find out what he wants you to do. Stop letting people tell you what to do based on their tradition. They don't understand what the Greek words in that topic is. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for the people out there. Touch them, heal, set them free. Give them a new beginning, Father. Because you're the greater one in them, Father. Let them turn everything over to you and finish their course as they allow you to, Father. There's so many disruptions in people's families, so much confusion, but you can straighten the whole thing. I speak shalom to those families, Father. Just touch them right now and heal and deliver in the name of Yeshua. I want to hear some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned. I've written 3 books, one called Seasons, Noon, and Demystifying the Trinity. Seasons and Noon talk about our Hebrew roots in Yeshua. Powerful. Noon talks about the different months of the year on his calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how things he did in the Word in those months, he wants to repeat them on those months. Use my book, Noon, with my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, and you find out when each month begins and ends up the year 2020. And also Seasons talks about every feast day, how they're all applying to Yeshua. And Demystifying the Trinity will really comfort you by reading that book. These books, you can get them by calling me. First of all, I want to tell you that we're going to sell them to you at cost, which is $5. And if you have no money, we want to send them to you free. You can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. We just want to get this information out to you. It's a powerful help in these last days, powerful weapons. And if you missed this broadcast, we're on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. And also, if you want to go back to any previous broadcast, go to WCNO.com, click on demand, use the hour to go back to God's Timings, everything. Click on that and you find all the previous messages. We just want to help you. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home Buyers, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 772-675-9588 right now or on the web at www.startfreshflorida.com.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce